A flash of blue-white light erupted from both wands. For a moment, Scabbers was frozen in mid-air, his small grey form twisting madly. Ron yelled. The rat fell and hit the floor. There was another blinding flash of light, and then... It was like watching a speeded-up film of a growing tree. A head was shooting upward from the ground. Limbs were sprouting. A moment later, a man was standing where Scabbers had been, cringing and wringing his hands. Cookshanks was spitting and snarling on the bed. The hair on his back was standing up. He was a very short man, hardly taller than Harry and Hermione. His thin, colourless hair was unkempt, and there was a large bald patch on top. He had the shrunken appearance of a plump man who has lost a lot of weight in a short time. His skin looked grubby, almost like Scabbers' fur, and something of the rat lingered around his pointed nose and his very small, watery eyes. He looked around at them all, his breathing fast and shallow. Harry saw his eyes dart to the door and back again. "Well, hello, Peter," said Lupin, pleasantly, as though rats frequently erupted into old-school friends around him. "Long time no see."
"Sir Sirius! Remus!"
Even Pettigrew's voice was squeaky. Again his eyes darted toward the door.
"My friends! My old friends!"
Black's wand arm rose, but Lupin seized him around the wrist, gave him a warning look, then turned again to Pettigrew, his voice light and casual. "We've been having a little chat, Peter, about what happened the night Lily and James died. You might have missed the finer points while you were squeaking around down there on the bed."
"Remus!"
gasped Pettigrew, and Harry could see beads of sweat breaking out over his pasty face.
"You don't believe him, do you? He tried to kill me, Remus."
"So we've heard," said Lupin more coldly. "I'd like to clear up one or two little matters with you, Peter, if you'd be so—"
"He's come to try and kill me again!"
Pettigrew squeaked suddenly, pointing at Black, and Harry saw that he used his middle finger, because his index was missing.
"He killed Lily and James, and now he's going to kill me too! You've got to help me, Remus!"
Black's face looked more skull-like than ever as he stared at Pettigrew with his fathomless eyes. "No one's going to try and kill you until we've sorted a few things out," said Lupin.
"Sorted things out?"
squealed Pettigrew, looking wildly about him once more, eyes taking in the boarded windows and, again, the only door.
"I knew he'd come after me. I knew he'd be back for me. I've been waiting for this for 12 years.
"You knew Sirius was going to break out of Azkaban?" said Lupin, his brow furrowed. "When nobody has ever done it before?"
"He's got dark powers the rest of us can only dream of,"
Pettigrew shouted shrilly.
"How else did he get out of there? I suppose he who must not be named taught him a few tricks."